I will fight
for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue. I will stay with you. We'll make it to the other side like lovers do. I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours too, until I can wait for you. I'll wait for you. Cause I'm not giving up, I'm not giving up, giving up, no, not yet.
Welcome back, everyone, to the William Matthews Show. You are listening to Prince William. I'm excited to be here. And I appreciate all the support you've given me, all the feedback. And for those who don't know me, I am Prince William, and I am Dale Jackson's board guy. So I mash all the buttons. I screen all the calls, and periodically I chime in as well. And now here I am with my own show on the weekends. I really am thankful for that. I hope you're having a good weekend, and I would like to get to the topic right away at hand. So as we saw this last week on Tuesday, California had their governor recall. And to no surprise, I don't know why anyone would expect California to vote for a red governor. But to no surprise, Larry Elder lost. Governor Newsom had overwhelming support from his people. And it just blows me away why. I mean, we didn't expect any different, but it still surprises me how much support someone like Gavin Newsom actually gets. I mean, his state has been one of the strictest during this COVID lockdown. They're one of the highest taxed. It's one of the most expensive. They have the highest rate of unemployment. They have the highest rate of homeless people, and yet they overwhelmingly love this guy. I mean, if you look at the numbers, the exit polls, everything, the number of people who voted, virtually nothing changed from the 2020 election. You would expect that the shutdowns or the hypocrisy from Newsom when he went to that very expensive restaurant with no mask to hang out with his buddies while you had to stay home, while your store had to shut down, you expect something like that to affect people. And I feel like sometimes, maybe here talking politics, we like to imagine that humanity is actually wise, can pick up on bad things, and yet they fail us once again. Like I said, I don't know why we were surprised, but it still surprises me. About 65% of people voted to keep their tyrannical governor, and about 30 to 35% of Republicans, sorry, not Republicans, but citizens, voted to keep their governor after everything he's done. And it just makes you wonder. I mean, there's literally tens of thousands of businesses that have shut down nationwide, thousands and thousands of businesses in California alone that have shut down permanently. And when you have a number that high and people affected that much, you know there's got to be friends and family who know that person who had to shut down their business forever, who lost their lifestyle, who lost all of their savings in their business that lost. And those friends and family still voted for the guy who did it. And that's what I can't fathom. Am I the only one here thinking that? I like to think that I'm wise. I like to think that I can see what's going on, that I have a perspective that this guy is just rotten and corrupt and hypocritical to the core. But I also like to think that humanity or American citizens might see the same thing, and they don't. And that's what it's really depressing, because we're putting our faith in people to see what's going on in the Democrat Party that's coming from the left, excuse me, that's being pushed by the elites of our country, and the elites of our country is being big business, big tech, big pharma, and of course your big politicians, all of whom are Democrat, who are left. And you think that the oppression and the mistakes and the hypocrisy and the lies and the flip-flopping we have seen for so long now during this pandemic, that that would have an effect on people, and it doesn't. And it comes down to this one truth that we just have to realize. Because growing up, I didn't really understand the importance of liberty. I mean, what child just wants to think about liberty, okay? But whenever I actually started to care about this country in my late teen and college years, not too long ago, by the way, I'm so young. When I actually started to care about liberty, I, of course, paid attention. But I still, when I was new into politics, I always thought that people come here because they love liberty. They hear freedom. They hear that you can be anything you want in the United States. And that's why we are different. And when I started to get into politics, I, of course, started debating people. I started debating friends who had different or slightly different opinions. And one of my friends was very adamant that, and just in context, we were talking at this time about the morals of illegal immigration, the morals surrounding it. And my friend said something. He said that when they come here, they will value liberty. They will value freedoms. And when I got to think about it, I came to the conclusion that no, they don't. I have come to the conclusion that human nature does not want liberty, does not want to have all the options in the world to shape their own life. They want to be taken care of. They want to be safe. The average human values safety over anything else. And when you look at it that way, when you look at that human nature, it's human nature to want that, then everything else starts to make sense. Then the fact that there is no change in people's attitudes towards Governor Newsom, despite what he did for the last 2 years, the fact that there's no change in their hearts about that means that their nature wants what he can give them. That there is something that Governor Newsom can give them that trumps their liberties, that trumps them being stuck at home for the last year and a half or 2 years, that trumps them being shut down, their lifestyle changing permanently for some store owners. And what he can give them is what he says he's going to give them, but he can't deliver, and that is safety. And to an extent, he can deliver that. I mean, if you lock up people at home, they can't get COVID as easily. That's just a fact. But that's not the purpose of life, right? Quantity of life is not more important than quality of life. That's what I like to think, at least. But maybe it's just the selfish Republican in me thinking that. You want a real-world example of the fact that people value being taken care of more than they do making their own decisions in life? It has been proven that restaurants that have smaller menus, that have lesser deviations, are more profitable than those that give you all the options in the world. So we're talking about California. If you go to a well-known California restaurant called In-N-Out, and it is out there in the West, very good restaurant, but they only have several items on the menu. They're more profitable than most burger chains that give you all the options in the world. Remember when you went to Starbucks for the first time, or you men who don't go to Starbucks much, but the wives love to? So when you go in, you have her order for you because there's so many options. You don't know what to make of it. You don't know how to make it, what those even mean. It's overwhelming because there's so many options. If you just went into Starbucks and there was four or five things in there of what you could get, yeah, you could do it by yourself. And moving that back to the real world, that's how human nature is. Here in the United States, the founding fathers set up the United States to give, not give, but to support its citizens to fend for themselves. The purpose of the United States government was set up to leave us alone, to stay out of our lives, to give us the ability to make what we want out of our lives. On the flip side, the purpose of the Democrats' government, what they think government should be, is to make sure that you are well aware that the government is here to take care of you, that the government is here to give you your rights to run your life. And on the flip side, can take them away as well if you don't obey. And also, they believe that equal outcomes is the ultimate purpose of the government. To make sure that Black Americans are just as wealthy as white Americans. Not equal opportunity. That's not what I'm talking about. I support equal opportunity. And the government should be there to provide equal opportunity. But not equal outcome. And let me roll this all the way back to Governor Newsom. That's why nothing changed from 2020, despite a year and a half to 2 years of Governor Newsom's tyrannical rule. Because he says, I'm here to take care of you, and that's what people want. He locked them up and gave some people quantity of life. But people care about quantity more than they care about quality. But that's not me. And I just can't fathom how people can be that foolish. But when I really think about it, it's because human nature makes us that way. It is human nature to want to be taken care of, to have less options, to be told our options, to be told what we can and cannot do. It makes life easier. It's a huge responsibility to have freedom, to keep liberty. And our founding fathers knew that. They were terrified that we would not be able to keep our liberties. They knew it was human nature. That's what they came out of. Our founding fathers came out of a tyrannical rule. And so they set up the government. They set up our constitution to give power to the people because they were terrified. They knew what a government can do. And we live in a generation right now that doesn't care about that. They want the power back in the hands of the government. And I know a lot of former conservatives, a lot, who have also shifted in that direction, who are writing off Joe Biden's totalitarian big government demand that you have to get vaccinated, that they have lost patience, so therefore you should bend the knee to him and his scientists. Because that's what they are. Don't forget that he doesn't follow the science. He follows his scientists. So you must bow the knee to him and his scientists in the name of safety. And people fall for it, including Republicans. Because there's nothing more emotional, nothing more important to the majority of people, because of human nature, than to be taken care of, than to be safe. So that's what we do here. We sell our liberty for the name of safety. You are listening to Prince William. This is the William Matthews Show. Stay tuned, and we will be right back on the other side of the break.
Listen to Prince William every Sunday at 4 p.m. on WVNN.
Welcome back to the William Matthews Show. This is Prince William. You are listening to WVNN News Talk 770 AM 92.5, where we are one of the biggest voices and sources of news in North Alabama. Thank you for joining me. I started off the question last segment on how it's possible that people and family and friends of those who knew businesses that shut down in California still voted for Governor Newsom despite that. And when you talk about the number of businesses that have shut down, I mean, how many of you know a business owner? Most of you probably know more than one. You know several. And you're probably fairly close to those people. How can you vote for a man that shut them down? And you can't help but come to the conclusion that there's something else amiss. There's something else wrong with everyone. And through the observation of politics and through the observation of how easily we sell our liberty, I've come to the conclusion that humanity is deeply flawed and that we value anything, safety, anyone that takes care of us, over having our own rights. It's a big responsibility to shape your own life, to not be told what you can do and what you can't do, of where you can go, what you can be. And see, the Democrat Party, they make those choices for you. Life is easier when you vote Democrat, but that easy doesn't mean better. It almost never does when you vote Democrat. For literally a century, some of these cities have been ruled by their Democrat governors, by their Democrat mayors, excuse me. And yet they refuse to vote for the other side. How is that possible? I don't understand why someone can't just say, let me give it a try. My governor has locked everyone down, has shut down my friend's business. Let me give it a try. Let me see what a Republican governor can do. But they don't think that. They don't vote that way. Because all he has to tell them is that he is there to protect them. And he has done that. Both him and Andrew Cuomo have said that they do everything they do just to save one life. And when you know what, when you say something like that, it really draws the attention. It really pulls the heartstrings of an idiot. Do you realize how stupid that statement is? That if everything we do saves one person, it is worth it? See, the Republicans, they're the ones asking all the hard questions. They're the one making all of the moral, sometimes impossible, decisions. Because we have to ask the question, how many people is it worth losing to keep that person afloat? To keep these people at work? We have to ask the question, is it worth saving someone's life to destroy someone else's? And see, Democrats don't have to answer that. Democrats don't have to ask that because their politicians do it for them. They tell you where they value life. And it sounds moral, and that's why it's so much harder to want to become a Republican if you're on the other side, because they come across as very callous and immoral, that they don't love people. But it's all a false choice. It's always been a false choice. They always say, vote for me because the other side, the Republicans, they will destroy your life. Yet for 50, 80, almost 100 years in some areas, their lives have been destroyed. Their cities are doing terrible. And yet they won't give the other guy a shot. I just don't get it. Well, unfortunately, we have come upon another break, and I cannot stop this one. This one is coming whether I like it or not. So join me on the other side, and we will look into other topics. You are listening to The William Matthews Show.
Listen to Prince William on The William Matthews Show every Sunday at 4 p.m. here on WVNN.